Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jesslyn Rollins. How are you, Jesslyn?
Hi, I'm great. Excited to be here.
And we're excited to have you because Jesslyn is the CEO of BioLite. Now, this is a different product. I've interviewed over 1,000 of the top CEOs than I've ever seen before. It's like IV in a bottle. Talk about what BioLite really is.
Absolutely. So BioLite is the only clinical hydration drink with as many electrolytes as an IV bag. So it was created by my dad, a board-certified anesthesiologist and pain specialist for my mom when she was diagnosed with breast cancer and could not keep up with her chemotherapy treatments without getting IV bags because she was so dehydrated. Sports drinks, other electrolyte products, even water was not hydrating her enough for her treatments. So BioLite not only has 7 times the electrolytes of what you'd find in a standard sports drink, there's also ingredients, natural ingredients in BioLite that help fight symptoms of dehydration, like headaches, nausea, and fatigue. Really, who we're here to serve is, and the whole reason why BioLite was created, was for everyday warriors that have a need for serious hydration. So seniors, exhausted new parents, people going through cancer, or those traveling all over the country and all over the world, people with serious hydration needs is really who we're here to serve.
The biggest question, how's your mom doing?
Thank you for asking. Always the most kind-hearted people are the ones to ask that question, so thank you. She is doing great. She and my dad own BioLite 50-50 and have the best time bossing me around.
So he created this. It helped your mom. It brought her back, and it's bringing all of these people back. Now, you have had extraordinary success and growth from this. I mean, I think out of the 5,000 fastest growing companies, you're something like number 605 already.
On the dot. You got it right.
What was the plan? So your dad, talk me through the whole story. Your dad comes up with this. He does a heroic thing for the love of his life, and it works. And now he says, I've got something, and there are these people everywhere. And there's Gigi on our team who loves it. And so, you know, so we know that this is good stuff. How did you come about marketing? How did you come about growing the product?
Great question. So how we got started was out of the back of my Toyota Highlander. So my dad told me about BioLite, told me he had created an IV in a bottle, and like who it was really here to serve, how he had created it for my mom, and how he really wanted to help people with serious hydration needs. And I sat down with my mother-in-law, mapped out all of the different customer profiles that we could help, intense athletics, people going through serious illnesses, all these different layers of people. And really what we wanted to start with was what is the easiest thing that we could be doing to get these into people's hands. And so the first place I ever sold BioLite was to my high school, the Lovett School in Atlanta. I went to talk to the athletic trainer and told him we had an IV in a bottle. He tried it out on his football team, on his star crampers. Star players that had serious cramping problems. And there were 10 of them on the football team. And when he gave them one bottle of BioLite before the game and one at halftime, that's when we figured out 9 out of 10 of them didn't cramp at all. So that story sent me on a journey to all these other high schools and going to talk with the athletic trainers, and built that over the course of about a year. And then our big break came when I got an introduction to Kroger. And in 2017, we did $157,000 in revenue. And last year, in 2022, we did $22.1 million.
That's pretty incredible. And something you always say, I've read this, and I've seen the cool pictures, is success is not a straight line. And you have this line from here to here. I know we're on radio, but it shows a squiggly all over the place, right?
Spaghetti noodles.
Yeah, exactly.
So really my message to other CEOs is that success is not a straight line. Like, it is our job as leaders of our companies to make it look incredible, to not only work here, but that the whole entire process is just effortless and we're getting awards and we're this and we're that. Behind the scenes, it is a big pile of spaghetti. Like, it's hard. It's challenging. It's all over the place. There's fires, but it's also exciting. It's also fun. And you really have to ride that roller coaster and stick out the hard times, because that is the journey. And these moments where you're getting your hands dirty. And, you know, for example, for me, I remember we bought a box truck when we first got started. This photo behind me was my office in the first couple of years, which is a tent wrapped in plastic. Like, it's ugly. It's messy. It's spaghetti noodles. The box truck, Jesslyn doesn't know how to drive a box truck. Like, you're messy. You try things, and that is completely normal, and you're doing all the right things if you're in the messy messes of business trying to grow things.
So what was the transformative moment when something happened and you're like, oh, my God, this is working? And maybe it has to do with Kroger's, maybe something else, where you hit that challenge and all of a sudden you said, we could do it.
Really, when we hit tough times and things are not going the way that you have them in your mind, maybe revenue's not hitting, maybe your EBITDA wasn't there like it was before, what really has grounded me as the leader of this company and my team is going back to the reviews from customers. We have 4.7 stars on Amazon with over 4,000 reviews. And people, those everyday warriors that I mentioned before, going through cancer, just having kids and, you know, not being able to have milk, they're having milk production issues, people's older parents with serious hydration needs, people that are traveling all over the world and getting super, super sick and while they're traveling and BioLite helping them, that is what we always come back to, is why we get up in the morning, why we fight through those battles, because this product is actually helping people when and where they need it. And it's filling a hydration gap in the market. There are tons of hydration drinks out there, but very, like, few of them actually do what they say they're going to do. And BioLite really, I mean, we are built on function and we're built on making people's lives better.
Let's go back to Kroger's. You're 2 minutes before a commercial break. So there you are. You get your first big break.
Yes.
How did you approach it?
The story with Kroger is I was selling BioLite out of the back of my Toyota Highlander. And we had a family get-together. And I met with my brother-in-law, Adam Szabo, who is in wine sales. And he was like, Jesslyn, I really appreciate, you know, your grit and your hustle to get this stuff out of the back of your car. But this is not how beverage works. You have to have a distributor, and then the distributors get your drink into retail. And I was like, amazing. Didn't know that. Do you have any connections? And he was like, yes, I actually do. So he connected me with a beverage distributor here in Georgia called Savannah Distributing. Savannah Distributing was very impressed with the product. But they were also impressed that right before the meeting, I'd done a little bit of research, and I done a little bit of research and figured out that the CEO of Savannah Distributing was a UGA grad. So I sold it in to 25 accounts, and then that was just enough to say, hey, we might connect you to Kroger. So they connected me with Kroger, and I sold it in to Kroger. Randy Waters at Kroger said 99% of water companies he turns down, but because of our passion, because of my enthusiasm, he thinks it's going places.
And there you have your first lesson, passion and enthusiasm. And if you're even running a CEO of a $50 billion business, it's the same thing. It's passion and enthusiasm. When we come back with Jesslyn, we're going to talk about this concept called the double-edged sword and how that plays into success. Back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jesslyn Robin. Let's do that over. That's Jesslyn Rollins. And we're keeping that in because we are authentic. So if I mess up, we just keep it going. But she is the CEO of BioLite. Her dad founded it to help her mom out, and it's grown from like 150,000 to 22 million in just a couple of years. And this is all because of passion and also having the best product ever. You know, it's obvious. It's like electrolytes in a bottle, if you can imagine that. Seven times the amount of electrolytes as average sports drinks. So all the everyday warriors are using this. But you have this concept. You call it double-edged sword. What does that mean?
A double-edged sword is... The way that I approach life is every single idea, path, decision is a double-edged sword. Where, for example, if you have an opportunity like going national with, let's say, Kroger, you're going, oh my God, this is amazing. It's going to get us into this many doors. We're going to have all these eyeballs. We're going to build this business. It's going to bring in this much revenue. On the other side of that sword, you're going, holy hell, I got to bring in all this staff. What if, you know, they put it in all these stores, but you don't actually have prime retail positions. So you don't get any eyeballs on it. Every single thing in life is that double-edged sword. Even in life, like my husband, love my husband. Love him to pieces. We are married. But I have since chosen that one person. You don't get to date anybody else. That's it. It's a decision. There's good, there's bad in every single decision that you make in life. And what you want to do with every single decision or path is choose, okay, am I good with the negatives, the things that I'm missing out on, leaving on the table by making this decision? And if you approach life in that way, it really grounds you into the reality of a decision that you're making.
It's a cool philosophy. Love it. So how did you talk your parents into letting you become CEO? That must have been a challenge, right?
It was very much a challenge, but the good news is that my parents are pretty cheap. So they were looking for somebody that they didn't have to pay very much. And I was definitely that person. I saw the vision of this company, and I saw how many people it was helping. And so we got started in 2017. I was doing, if you had ordered a bottle of BioLite back then, I had sold it to you, shipped it to you, you know, invoiced you, or maybe not. Maybe I forgot. Like, it was messy. And every single year, like, I was the only person in the company for many years in those beginning stages. And when I got more time under my belt and really kind of found my footing and built the company, I was like, I want the responsibility of leading this. And so I pitched my parents in late 2017 that I wanted to be CEO. They turned me down, pitched my parents again. In 2018, they turned me down. I pitched them in 2019. And by that time, we had grown to over 3 million in revenue. And so they felt like I had earned the position and they gave me the job.
And meanwhile, you've grown it from 3 million to 22 million. They've got to be, how did they turn you down? What did they say? Jesslyn, sorry, forget it.
Well, yeah, I mean, a family business is very complicated because you not only have to play the role of the youngest daughter and they see you a certain way. They've grown up with you. They've seen that your room isn't clean when they ask you, how the hell are you supposed to run a company? But then they see you earn the role by doing and by making good decisions. And so that balance of, hey, I'm the youngest daughter, but I'm also the CEO of your multi-million dollar company. That's still something that we all struggle with. I mean, them as my boss, like, it's a very interesting push and pull when it comes to family business. And it's not always pretty. It's very challenging, but you still love each other at the end of the day, and you do have to create a clear definition between the family and the business.
Are Christmas and Thanksgiving bizarre, or are they, do you just talk about business, or what do you do?
So the way that my parents and I have structured the relationship is during the hours of 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday, that's Jesslyn's CEO hat. We have conversations. We have meetings. They get an analysis of the business, and I am not the youngest daughter. The moment that 5 o'clock hits and I give them a call, we're not talking about the business. We talk about the family. We talk about our interests. We talk about, our animals. Like, we have I tried to create clear expectations with them that I don't want to get calls from y'all and you only ask me about the business. I want a relationship with you as your daughter. And creating that clear separation between the business and the family is what you have to do, not only for the good of the family, but for the good of our sanity.
And it's a beautiful thing, because that is your double-edged sword in action. So, yes. So just what has, how has your leadership changed from being a small company to now you're becoming a real solid mid-sized, real brand and a beloved brand?
So it has been in the way that BioLite has grown leaps and bounds every single year, my leadership has had to do the exact same thing. So when it was just me in the company, then you add one more person, then you add maybe two more, like, you're still a very small team. And at that point, you have a very flat hierarchy where collaboration is the name of the game. And especially being as young as I was starting with BioLite, I was 25 when I got started. And I mean, at 25, like, that is an incredibly young person to be leading a company. But that's the thing, is that, like, over time, the company has needed a more defined hierarchy with a leader, what we call in my Vistage group, like, an ass to kick, to say when things are going well, this person gets a pat on the back, and when things are not going well, this person is responsible. And that challenge, that has been a challenging process to become that person, and to have those people that were with us in the beginning stages of the company to ride that journey.
There you have it. What's the website? Anyone wants to go to it?
DrinkBioLite.com.
BioLite.com. DrinkBioLite.com, yes?
Yes.
And there you have it. Everyone listen, just so here's what you do. Number one, you have to start off. You have to have that passion. You have to have that love. Great having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Fish. How are you, Bob?
Oh, super fine. Thank you, Robert.
And Bob is the co-founder and co-CEO, which we'll hear more about the co-CEO title, of Bigby Coffee, which is one of the fastest growing coffee outlets in all of America, 255 locations in 10 states. But when I said hi, I really am saying hi because Bob and I, in full disclosure, knew each other 40 years ago. We were both at Pi Kappa Phi at Michigan State University, and he hasn't lost any of his hair.
Go green.
Go green. There you go. So let's start off.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Ides of March, March 15th, 1995. You graduated, you know, about 20 years ago or something, and all of a sudden you have this idea with your co-founder that you're going to start this coffee shop in East Lansing, Michigan.
That's right.
Talk about your vision and talk about the challenges that you had to face and overcome.
Yeah, you know, I had been in the restaurant business. So, you know, I was a hospitality business graduate at Michigan State University, worked my way through school, took me forever to get there. You know, it actually took me 8 years to get my four-year degree. But then, you know, I left school and I owned a family restaurant, a pancake house. And it was a really commoditized business, you know, breakfast special for $1.99 kind of thing. But then right in and around 1993, I walked downtown East Lansing and there was a coffee shop. And, you know, I was a kid that had actually, you know, prior to college, grown up in Europe, and I'd been exposed to really good coffee most of my growing up years. And then, you know, I came to the States and we were drinking Maxwell House and Folgers. But anyway, I was really inspired by the fact that there was this specialty coffee shop. And I remember going home that night and thinking, you know, I think specialty coffee is ready right now. You know, that in the mid-90s, people began to travel more and have more discretionary income. And their taste and flavor profiles began to change. And I came home and said, you know what, I'm going to sell this restaurant. I'm going to get into the coffee shop business. And that's exactly what happened. Now, I had a few pathways along the way. I went out to Seattle, Washington, and I spent about 4 months hanging around with folks that would be considered sort of gurus in this industry. Came back, wrote a business plan, shopped it around, got nine no's. The 10th bank said yes, and away I went.
And so what happened from there?
Well, from there, I opened with a resounding thud. And, you know, I'd really been fortunate in business up to that point in time. I'm still sort of a young guy at that moment. And, you know, everything was always, for me, an upward trajectory. But I had sort of made a miscalculation in opening that business. And it has to do with working capital. You know, I thought I had the Midas touch, but I just didn't have enough working capital to build a new name, to build a new industry, to find new customers and that kind of thing. So, you know, I ran out of cash, right? I mean, I depleted my checking account, my savings account. I had to sell my cars. I had to borrow a car just to get to work. But somehow, magically, within a 12-month period, I managed to turn all that around.
How?
Well, first of all, with just a lot of focus, right, leaning in on the customer, going out to the world and literally recruiting customers. I attended every function that I could, you know, Kiwanis, merchant meetings, art fairs, whatever I could do. And I would pass out my business card, and on the back, I always stamped one free beverage, right? And so I would pass out hundreds and hundreds of these. I mean, it was sort of really guerrilla marketing at its best. But, you know, I had many tricks like that that I did because I had no cash. You know, I used to close up the shop, and I would grab 50 logo cups, and I would run around to various competitors and other coffee shops and put my trash on the top of their trash so that their customers would think that they also went to Bigby Coffee at that moment in time, right? So I just did anything that I could to bring customers in. Now, I was real confident that, you know, what we were doing and how we were doing it was all right. I just needed to get people in there.
So let's take from there. You overcame that hump. What was it that escalated it to grow? Now it's at 255, and I think you have 138 in development. You're in 10 states. What was the real critical life moment where you said, wow, this is what it takes to expand dramatically?
Right. Well, you know, my business partner, Mike McFall, and I started the cafe with a different partner who retired later, but Mike was a barista. And I was thinking about opening a second location. My then partner, Mary, said, you should interview this guy, Mike, right? And so we worked opposite shifts, so I came in to interview him, and we sat down at a table for about 5 seconds because both of us are a little bit itchy. We don't sit at tables too long. But we ended up going for a four-hour walk through the streets of East Lansing, on the campus of Michigan State University. And by the time we came back, we shook hands and decided that this was a concept that we wanted to grow. So I went to hire him to be a manager of a new location. And while we were walking, we understood that our core values were about the same, our ambitions were about the same, and that we could hook up and make this thing happen. But the real catalyst to growth was deciding that we wanted to franchise, right? And, you know, whenever you need to expand, you need money to expand. There's no doubt about it. Maybe you're going to get an angel investor. Maybe you're going to get the friends and family network. But for us, our method of, you know, sort of other people's capital was the franchise method. And it just suited us real well, too. I mean, I think both of us are teachers at heart. You know, Mike's actually a professor at that other school, University of Michigan. And it was very fitting to exactly who we were.
That's exciting. I remember I was talking, I think it was Gary Falkenberg on the phone, and I was just asking what all the brothers were doing at Pi Kappa Phi, and he said, oh, yeah, well, I was asking, and he's like, oh, yeah, Bobby, he's done real well. So here's you were, where did the name Bigby come from?
Right. Well, you know, I have to rewind the clock because we actually started off and we were called Beaners, right? So I sat down at my kitchen table and I was trying to come up with a different kind of name than everybody else was calling themselves at that moment in time. Make it easy, make it memorable. You know, everybody was calling themselves something like Cappuccino Cafe or Espresso Emporium. These were all these independents. I'm like, we need a name that stands out. So, you know, I keyed off the key product, coffee beans, and we called ourselves Beaners. Well, you know, as a kid that grew up in Europe and then I sort of lived in East Lansing, I didn't know that that was also a derogatory term for a Mexican-American. And you know, the year we opened is the year the Internet started, right? There wasn't even Google yet. So there was no Googling that was an inappropriate term. Well, we operated like that for about a decade, up to about 60 units. And, you know, nobody ever said, hey, you need to change your name or anything like that. But Mike and I are these kind of guys that, you know, we like to be able to get up in the morning, look ourselves in the mirror and be happy with what we're looking at. And what we knew is that we had a name of a company that was also a derogatory term for a Mexican-American. It really consumed us. And so one day we decided to make the change. And that change at that moment cost us $1 million. We had 60 units. We needed to change all the signage and rebrand and so on. But now we're pretty deep into the specialty coffee industry. And the idea of being able to trademark something or find the IP address that was unique and different was kind of difficult. Now, our logo has always been the same, this big B, right? And so when we began to figure out, well, what are we going to call ourselves now?
Big B.
Right? It's the big B. So it's a phonetic pronunciation of our logo.
And there you have it. This is Robert Reese speaking on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Bob Fish, who is the co-founder and co-CEO of Big B's, one of the fastest growing coffee shops, coffee stores.
Coffee concept, specialty coffee concept, that, you know, any of those will work.
Oh, you're getting too fancy for me there. He is 255 now, about 138 on the way. We're about to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about his culture and this real focus on purpose. And you'll be amazed at what you hear. It's very consistent with him spending all the money to do the right thing and get the right name. Back in a few.
Thank you. From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're here right now with Bob Fish, the co-CEO and co-founder of Big B Coffees. Now, what I want to ask you first is that title, co-CEO. That's sort of a rare thing in the CEO world. What made you come up with it, and how's it working?
Well, you know, we're also co-shareholders and co-founders, so we co-lead the company, and we've been doing that since day one. And, you know, it's made both of us, I think, extraordinarily strong. And the reason I believe that is that often as CEO, you don't really hear the truth from others, right? You tell a joke and everybody laughs, and you declare the truth and everybody says, yes, that person really understands everything. But when you have a co-CEO relationship, there's one other person that can call you out when you're not doing things right. And that's been the real value. And then I think the second point on that, Robert, you know, they talk about this idea of it being lonely at the top, but when you have a co-CEO relationship and you guys can talk every day, it's not so lonely at the top. There's somebody there to support you, or each other in attain the goals for life, business, family.
How do you not step on each other's toes?
Well, you know, we talk about this idea of you got to be conscious, right? And consciousness is not something that came to me naturally, but is certainly learned behavior. But, you know, whether we're talking about a marriage or we're talking about business or a partnership, I think it's really important to understand that you have to realize how your words land on other people and the impact that it has, and that being super conscious in your dialogue, not just in that arrangement, but really in any arrangement that you have in your life, is so important. And then, you know, we've talked about this before, the idea of love, right? And the idea of love, this is not romantic love, right? This is the kind of love that is unconditional love. In other words, you accept a person for their gifts and their flaws, both. But you understand them and you work on them together.
What's an example of a challenge you had where the co-CEO piece came into play and either didn't work or did work?
It's never not worked for us. It always has worked. But, you know, we were at one point early in our company, and when we were in survival mode, we were at the brink of bankruptcy, right, where all the chips were on the table, loans were being called, and there was real, real pressure on us. But we had each other in that moment in time, each other to support each other emotionally, mentally, and frankly, spiritually. Those are the kinds of moments that matter. And then, too, when you're swinging the bat in a direction that not everybody can see and you need some support from somewhere, a co-CEO relationship is the perfect relationship.
Do you always have one person's Mr. Inside, the other's Mr. Outside, or how do you split up the functions? And does that change ever?
Yeah, I mean, it's changed dramatically for us over time, right? In the beginning, frankly, we were co-shopkeepers, right? And then co-managers and then co-president and so on and so forth. But the roles in the early days were really well defined. You know, Mike was doing finance and doing franchise sales. I was doing operations and marketing, and we held those hats. But as the company grew and professionals replaced us in those particular areas, we really sit in a visionary role today, and we occupy that visionary space together. So we don't have different tasks and duties. We have different interests. Mike, you know, has written a book called Grind. He's also co-authored something called the Moonshot Guidebook that lets you know who you want to be. You know, he's a little more professorial. My interests lie in our coffee acquisition and knowing farmers, and you know, my life goal is to go to 140 countries, and so, you know, going to all these places really fits in my wheelhouse. So we support each other's life objectives also.
As co-CEOs, I'm wondering about the whole concept of succession planning. You and Mike have obviously talked a lot about that. You've had a hire like maybe 255 mini CEOs who are running their own major organizations. What are your thoughts on succession planning?
Yeah, you know, Mike and I have been talking about succession for a long, long period of time. And we're not really interested in transferring our shares to our families. And so how we want to have the company succeed. Now, from a leadership perspective, we've been building a very strong leadership team over the last 5 years, and I know that will evolve into leadership teams that are stronger and stronger over time. But we have some pretty crazy thoughts. I'm not really willing to share those right now because we want to continue on the vision of supporting people and building a life they love through the company assets.
Okay, so we're not talking about your succession planning. Let's talk more broadly about the concept of succession planning and lessons that between you and Mike, the professor, you share with each other.
So, you know, for us, we will probably hold this visionary role for a long time. But from our leadership team, we're looking to build a board of sorts that can assist us in that visioning process and that can last ideologically beyond us.
And how about your whole leadership development? You mentioned you have a great team of leaders right now. What can you tell me about any unique philosophies, unique practices you have on hiring leaders, on training leaders, on keeping them focused on purpose, on keeping them focused on love?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we employ a management system called EOS, or the Entrepreneurial Operating System. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. That tool right there, it was created by Gino Wickman, and I really do recommend it highly for any entrepreneurial organization. But that is the tactic that keeps us on track and keeps us to really achieving a rate of achieving objectives, goals, and vision that I think is unprecedented. But in terms of hiring, we always hire to core values, period, right? So we have our core values. We also evaluate the core values. And I think that, you know, any company that jumps off their core values in their hiring process is just going to face a problem later on down the line, right? So in any relationship, in any partnership, one's core values must be aligned.
And on that note, Bob, a pleasure speaking with you and much continued success with the important work you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.